Skatefish and stingrays are both cartilaginous fish that are found all around the world and are often confused for one another. It's certainly an easy mistake to make as they are both flat and diamond-shaped with gills and mouths on the underside of their bodies. They're also both bottom dwellers who like to camouflage themselves by burying themselves in the mud and sand. So, considering how alike they are, is it actually possible to tell them apart? Are there any differences between a skate versus stingray? The answer is yes, and there are actually quite a few key differences between them. Join us as we discover all of the key differences between skatefish and stingrays. Comparing skatefish versus stingray. Skatefish and stingrays are both cartilaginous fish, which means they have a skeleton that is made from cartilage rather than bone. Cartilaginous fish belong to the class Chondrichthyes, and both skatefish and stingrays belong to the subclass Elasmobranchia, which includes all sharks, rays, skates, and sawfish. There are currently around 200 species of stingray in the oceans today and more than 200 species of skatefish. However, as well as the differences that we can't see, there are quite a few that we can. Check out the chart below to learn a few of the main differences between skate versus stingray. The four key differences between skatefish and stingrays. Even though both are cartilaginous fish, there are vital differences between a skatefish and a stingray. For a start, stingrays are dangerous while the other is relatively harmless. A skatefish tail is typically much thicker and shorter than a stingray's tail. They also have different teeth and even reproduce and give birth in completely different ways. But that's not all there is to learn about these fascinating fish. Let's explore the differences between a skate versus stingray in detail. Skatefish versus stingray, tail. The most noticeable difference between skatefish and stingrays is their tails. Stingrays have a long whip-like tail which has a long barb, or stinger, on it, which is where they get their name from. The barb on the end of a stingray's tail is incredibly venomous, and it is their defense mechanism. As it is venomous, it means that a sting from a stingray is often fatal for us humans. Skatefish have a much thicker tail which is often shorter than that of a stingray. Skatefish do not have a venomous barb on their tail. However, they do still have a method of protecting themselves as they have a row of sharp spikes or thorns that run up their tail in the center of their back. Skatefish versus stingray, fins. Stingrays and skatefish also have slightly different fins. Skatefish have pelvic fins that are divided into two lobes and a small but very distinct dorsal fin. Stingrays have only one lobe on their pelvic fins, and the dorsal fin is mostly absent or extremely small and difficult to see even when it is present. Skatefish versus stingray, teeth. Another difference between skatefish and stingrays is their teeth. Although stingray teeth might not look like teeth in the traditional sense, they have definitely got some. Stingrays have teeth that look like flattened plates. They are made from modified placoid scales, which are also known as dermal denticles. Incredibly, these dermal denticles are actually the same sort of scales that cover a shark's body. Not only that, but stingrays also constantly replace their teeth, just like sharks do. Their new teeth develop behind the existing teeth and are ready to move forward as soon as they are needed, which means they never run out of teeth. Stingrays eat a range of crustaceans, shrimp, worms, and clams. Skatefish are completely different and have tiny, pointed teeth which they use to eat crustaceans, clams, shrimp, worms, and small to medium-sized fish. Skatefish versus stingray, reproduction. Stingrays and skatefish also reproduce in vastly different ways. Stingrays are viviparous, which means that they give birth to live young, known as pups, which are fully formed. Skatefish are oviparous, which means that they lay eggs. Skatefish produce egg cases which are known as aquat, mermaid's persequat. These are extremely unusual as they look like black rectangles with arm-like extensions from each corner. Each egg case is unique to the species of skatefish which laid it, and they hatch after around 12 weeks. FAQs, frequently asked questions. Are stingrays and skatefish from the same order? No, although they are both cartilaginous fish, they are from different orders. Skatefish are members of the Rajiformes class, whose members are distinguished by their enlarged pectoral fins. Stingrays are members of the order Myliobatiformes. Members of this order were originally classified as Rajiformes before being classed as a separate group. Are stingrays and skatefish the same shape? Although there is some variation between different species, generally skatefish are more triangular or rounded than stingrays, which are more diamond-shaped. Skates also tend to have a more pointed nose. Are skate fish dangerous? Although the spikes on their tail and back can make them a little difficult to handle, skate fish are not dangerous if you encounter them. Are stingrays dangerous? Despite having such a lethal barb on the end of their tail, stingrays are actually relatively peaceful animals. However, they become dangerous when they are disturbed or stepped on, which is when they sting as a defense mechanism. Although painful, their venom really designed to kill small creatures rather than larger ones, but in some cases fatalities do happen.